Welcome to CLC Connects, the podcast that connects you with College Lake County experts. I'm your host, Jessie Prue. Today I'm chatting with Dan Ortego, CLC's apprentice manager. He's going to talk to us about how you can earn while you learn and why you might want to consider an apprenticeship for job training. Dan Ortego, welcome to CLC Connects.
Thank you.
Can you start by telling me the difference between an internship and apprenticeship?
The difference between an internship and apprenticeship is that internships tend to be very specific in length, typically one semester with goals and objectives that are set by the student and with the employer to achieve those during the times. For an apprenticeship, it is basically an earn and learn type project or program where the students are hired on as a full-time employee with benefits, and the employer pays the cost of the tuition. An apprentice makes a commitment upon completion of their academic portion of the apprenticeship to be with the employer for a minimum of 2 years as a commitment period.
They've been around for a really long time, but how have they changed from maybe how they were 30, 20 years ago?
Good question. I think how they've changed, it's more structured to them. In the past, it's like a company or a single person will bring on an apprentice maybe in carpentry or plumbing and start out with being you're carrying the supplies, you're doing the background work of it, the grunt work for it, and then learning as you're going forward with it. Apprenticeship programs are extremely more structured now, where there are specific goals set for them, that they're training them, that they have a mentor, and that they're aligning with the education portion. You know, similar to, you know, electrical unions have very structured training programs too, and it's the same concept. They're doing the classroom experience and the hands-on experience. So it's getting more of a structured, it's more of a purpose, and the end point is to have someone who's skilled in those areas and have a level of competency in doing the skill as well as the foundation, the education background for that.
Okay. What kinds of apprenticeships are there?
There are right now 13 different apprenticeships that we offer, 13 program areas as associate degrees and certificates. In business, education, horticulture, and manufacturing, there's a series in there: automation, robotics, mechatronics, CNC machining, industrial technology or industrial maintenance, welding, and HVAC.
Those seem really tailored to the kinds of jobs we have in Lake County.
Yes.
Do you work closely with the employers to make these?
Yeah, what we did is we work with the employers, and we also work with the academic side of CLC to make sure that we have a curriculum map that meets the needs of the employer. So students are not going to school full time. It's a balance between work and school, with work being more of the focus, and the students then taking classes anywhere between 9 to 12 credits a semester to achieve the degree. So it takes a little bit longer to get through the academic side of it, but they're also getting the hands-on experience that balances off what they're learning in the classroom.
You said the employer pays the entire cost of the apprenticeship?
Yes.
Is that the main benefit, do you see them having?
I think there's a lot of benefits for it. First of all, the employer pays tuition, books, and fees for the apprentice and wraparound service that we provide. The other part is they're aligning their education with their career choices. So what they're learning in a classroom, they're actually practicing and perfecting it at the employer. Also with that is a jumpstart in their career where they're doing both. So our data shows that 98% of the apprentice who finish the program stay with the employer for 2 years or longer. Students are coming out with no debt. And I think the other part of it is, too, is that we support the apprentices as they go through the program. So we're monitoring the classes, providing support that makes sure that they're successful. With that, we have an 87% graduation rate from the apprentice. So 87% of our apprentices start the program, finish with their degree.
Nice. How do you get an apprenticeship if you're a student?
The way you do it is we do various types of promotion activities within the college and also outside the college to high school students. They can finish or complete an interest inventory saying, I'm interested in these apprenticeship programs. We contact them and we walk them through the process. At the same time, we work with employers who are looking for apprentice in these areas. We match the two together. We provide support for the apprentice to go through the application process, such as resume critiques and revisions, as well as interview preparation. So when the student goes to interview for the company, they have a full understanding of what their jobs, responsibilities are going to be, and they're prepared as best as possible to interview with the company.
You said that there's a financial benefit. The students are already being paid?
Yes, students are being paid. They're treated as full-time salaries.
Okay.
It's full-time salaries, so they're getting paid with benefits. And there are increases in the salary, just like a regular job, as they go through the program.
Is it hard to get an apprenticeship?
It is a competitive process.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the employer is making the choice to hire you, not just like a regular program, as anybody would apply for a full-time job. So we typically do 2 to 3 resumes or applicants for every apprenticeship opportunity we have and let the employer choose the one that they like best. If they don't find any apprentice, we keep going until they find somebody.
Okay. What's the benefit that it offers employers?
Great question. The benefit it offers to employers, that first of all, it's a good retention rate. We know that the students will be working with them for a minimum 3 to 5 years. It's good for the existing employers because they have opportunity to mentor the students. So we're teaching the foundation part of it at the school, just like any other classwork. They are then fine-tuning it with a mentor and a supervisor to show them how it is done at their organization. And also the mentor provides them understanding of the culture of the organization. You know, why have I been here? What do you like about it? Why am I staying here? So they get the understanding of the culture of the organization, supervision from the employer to do it, as long as so the benefits employer is that.
Yeah. Do you have any stories to share about an apprentice that has gone through the program, like any success stories?
We have several success stories. One that comes in mind real quickly is Max. Max was one of our first in apprentice. He was at Siemens. Mm-hmm. He started out as, went to college, didn't think college was a fit for him. He was an engineering major, said, I wanted something more hands-on. Left college, started at CLC working part-time and working as a waiter to make ends meet. He saw a presentation in the classroom about the automation robotics mechatronics program and said, it's interesting. We helped develop his resume, have him apply to Siemens, was selected by Siemens, very successful at Siemens. So he was able to quit his waiter's job, paying a salary, tuition from Siemens. Once he graduated, he is now going on to get his bachelor's degree in industrial business and so doing that. So he has a career with them. He loves working at Siemens.
Nice. That's great. And he's still there.
He's still there.
That's great. What kind of support do we have for students who want to start an apprenticeship? Do we help them with like interviews or job search or anything?
Yeah, we help them. We have a list of employers that would be looking for an apprentice. We help them like so with doing interview preparation. So we actually do practice interviews with them. One of the things we also do is try to make it as real as possible. So if he's working with one of our staff, we'll have someone do a practice interview that they're not familiar with. So kind of raise that anxiety level just like as much as being realistic as possible. The other support we work with them is we have a case manager who meets with the apprentice on a minimum of one time a month, mm-hmm. talk about how everything is going, any changes, what we can help you with, and is available to them anytime they need to. I think one of the things that we forget because we're older, is that it is difficult to go to school and work at the same time. Life happens and things pop up, so it's helping them go through that process. Imagine a student right out of high school going in the apprenticeship program, working 32 to 40 hours plus going to school. That is a lifestyle change for them. How can they help them with that? Not just the academic side, but there's any other resources we can use that are available here at CLC to help them go through with it, being some counseling if needed, homework assistance or tutoring assistance as well.
Yeah. You mentioned that they're kind of balancing work and school. How does the apprenticeship help balance that out for them?
How it works is two models we use. One is called a 4+1, where the apprentice will work 4 days a week, have one day off to focus on studies, and ideally the employer will pay them a 40-hour work week.
Okay.
So those we arrange the classes for them to be in the evening time, is maybe also a class on Friday as well. The other model is a 3+2, where they're working 3 days a week, going into school 2 days a week. Adjusting their school schedule to meet those days off. An employer then is also paying them for a 40-hour work week.
Okay. If I want to study something that we don't have an apprenticeship program for, mm-hmm. or if I'm an employer looking for a certain kind of apprentice, say it's like a digital design apprentice, is there a path to like creating that apprenticeship for me?
We have flexibility to do that. If it fits within one of the career areas, for example, if we look at digital design, it may fall under business. We would use our business curriculum and adjust it with classes to meet that need. Okay. Again, we go through the dean and we go through department chairs at CLC to make it happen. We do not compromise on any of the academic integrity. So it follows just a regular curriculum map that way. And if we're able to do that, we can. Sometimes we do have to say no. If an employer or several employers are interested in a specific area, we can be in the process of developing a new curriculum map and a new program for them if it meets their needs.
Okay. These programs seem really important and really beneficial to a lot of people. Is there help with at the federal or state level for these?
Well, there's what's called registered apprenticeship programs. What that means is we follow the guidelines set by the Department of Labor. Okay. That has very specific guidelines for each apprenticeship program. We do have it set up that our programs can be registered apprenticeship programs. Right now we have two programs that are registered, so we meet the criteria for that. And then if an employer would like to have it registered, because there are some tax benefits for that, they do get a tax incentive for it. There's different paperwork they would need to complete. They would also need to make sure that they log out training hours and document those, that we would keep those documentations to meet the requirements for this Department of Labor.
Who are these apprenticeships intended for? Like, what age group? Are these people right out of high school or career changers?
Well, good question. I think our youngest apprentice is 18. Okay. Basically, most employers start at 18, and our oldest apprentice has been in their late 50s.
Oh, nice.
So it's a combination of students right out of high school to students that are people who are career changers. It really varies. The basic requirements are eligible to work in the United States, have a high school diploma or GED, and meet the criteria to take the classes at CLC. So it's open. And we right now, our bulk of our apprentices, I would say, are under the age of 24, and then some of them are older. We're always looking for apprentices who are interested in learning, career changers, and things like that. And the older apprentices tend to bring a different skill set than the younger ones.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a podcaster now, but if I want to be an engineer, I might have a pathway to that.
We can have a pathway for that. We've got automation, robotics, mechatronics, as well as industrial technology are really good ones that align with people who want to be mechanical engineers or engineers.
We'll talk offline. how many apprentices do we have at CLC now?
Right now we have 67 apprentices and 15 employers.
How do I know if an apprenticeship is right for me?
There's a lot of good things we can do for that. A lot of it is just talking with us. A lot of our employer partners are willing to do site visits where the applicant can come on board and do a site visit and talk about the program. We also, for the high school students, is we have what's called an apprenticeship awareness program. We have a very robust one where we talk about the different apprenticeship programs, the structure setting. They get some experience on hands-on, either in the CLC labs working at the, and also going to the sites, the employer sites, and seeing what it's like to do there. So we have a variety of activities for primarily the high school students right now to get them aware of apprenticeship programs as something that may be as a true career path. April has been designated, the first week of April has been designated as Youth Apprenticeship Week by Department of Labor, and we are doing an event on May 6th.
Yeah.
For the apprenticeship activity, it's going to be held at the Advanced Technology Center on Monday, May 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. We have the ability to meet a lot of our apprenticeship partners, talk to apprentices, talk to employers of the value of apprenticeship programs and how it can be part of it. It's open to everybody, high school students, anybody looking for an apprenticeship, anybody interested in that, parents, anybody who's interested in coming in. I think the biggest thing we want to do is really stress to the parents that apprenticeships are a viable career area. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, especially someone in high school, the parents are the ones who are the ones who decide this, yes, this is a good idea or no, it's not. But take the idea and say, this is a good idea. I see and we see apprenticeships as a starting point for careers. It doesn't mean that I'll have an associate degree and that's where I end. It's the opportunity to start with an associate degree, get the hands-on experience, find a career area that is meaningful to them, and then go forward with that to either get a bachelor's degree or go on beyond that to do that. What's nice is a lot of our employers, the senior management, were apprentices at one time and know the value of apprenticeships and they want to bring that back to them. With the changing labor market right now, everybody getting older, manufacturing opportunities are there. Salary-wise, they're equivalent to some high school, college graduates. So it is there as a viable career, and they see the apprentice as being futures in their organization, not just staying as a line person, moving up to being a supervisor, a manager, and department chair, just moving, continuing up in the department, in the company, if they choose to do so.
Yeah, because you start with them, like you're immersed in their culture early in your career. Why would they want to let you go?
And one thing, too, our apprenticeship program is just a little over 4 years old. Mm-hmm. So we're getting to that point now where we're seeing some of our first apprentices going into supervisory management roles.
That's nice.
One of the big things is that it's a viable career. I can't stress enough. It's a viable career area, and it is something that someone should look at. One of the things people say is only to be successful is going a four-year degree. It's what we're seeing in manufacturing is that additional education is needed to go into manufacturing. And any of our careers in an apprenticeship program, and it helps that you're doing that. It is a viable career, and it is a starting point. You know, Lake County is the second largest manufacturing county in the state, and they do have needs for people working in manufacturing, and these are good skilled jobs that someone can make a very good living with. We support them through the process, so it's something that you can do with a lot of support, be successful with it, and continue to grow professionally.
You sound like a really good option. And you're still going to come out.
It is a great option.
Yeah.
It is a great option for them. A lot of it is just taking a look, exploring it, you know, talking to us to learn about the programs, coming to the event on May 6th to learn more about it firsthand from the employer and the apprentice to see how it really is, and just get some exposure to it.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm glad that we have this at CLC to offer people. I know you're still going to get your associate degree or your certificate, right? And then, you know, you've got the on-the-job training. It makes you just a stronger employer or employee.
Right. And some of the companies in the apprenticeship program are some world-renowned companies. We work with Aon. We work with Abbott. We work with AbbVie. So these are large companies that are here and see it as a benefit to the organization that we want to apprentice in there. We work with a lot of local companies as well. So it's amazing how many companies are saying this is a value for us. It's a way for us to build a pipeline for our talent, and we want to do it.
Yeah. What have you heard your students saying about their experience?
They love it.
Yeah.
They said, yes, it's hard work, mm-hmm. but they love it. It's the opportunity to have a job and go to school, graduate with no debt, and the opportunity to continue to grow with an organization. And some of these organizations are nationwide. So it's a great opportunity for them. They don't regret it, but they also say, yeah, it is hard work.
Yeah.
But it's a great reward.
Yeah, I bet. Well, thank you for joining me today.
And thank you for having me.
Everybody should go to that event on Monday, May 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. It is at ATC Center in Gurnee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Be sure to come back in 2 weeks for another enlightening episode of CLC Connects.